Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Entitled Mom tries to take my brand new $150 bowling ball because I was doing well and then expects free lessons when I say no. I'm a bowling noob and a child, by the way. So just recently I got into bowling. It's just fun. I also recently got my own ball made to fit my hand. It is made of a specific material to hook more and it cost $150. So the other day I was on fire, for me personally and compared to most casual bowlers, but in terms of other people who bowl regularly, I was doing alright. Just saying, good flex man, good flex. I bowled a 152, 136, 125 and 185, which is my best game ever in my first four games. Wait, isn't 185 an insane score? I think the pros get around the 200 mark if I'm not wrong. And there was a family of like 5 to 6, two parents, a girl who was like 6, another girl who was 9 and a boy who was around 13 when it all happened. Now, whenever someone points at me and asks, "Oh, how can I do better? You are doing really well." I'm being super humble right now, I know. I am always glad to give advice to help out. Curl your hand back, do this on your approach, aim the ball here, release this way, that kind of thing. The bowling balls the house give you are made of plastic and don't hook. The balls the pros use are made of resin or urethane and those grip the lane so they hook. The ball I had bought is made of resin. I had bowled my 185 when it all happened.
Wow, you were really good at that.
Thanks, I just got into bowling, it's just practice.
Can you show us how to do that?
The second entitled kid really didn't care. Yeah, sure, grab the balls you were using and come over here. This is when the entitled mother comes in.
Hold on, since you have been doing so well with your ball, can they just use that?
Sorry, I just got that ball and I would rather not have strangers touch it. Plus, it is £14. That is way too heavy for them. And it's drilled specifically to fit my hand, so it won't even fit them.
Oh, don't worry about that. They will do fine. Go grab the ball, sweetie.
No, it's my ball. I'm happy to give pointers, but they aren't touching my ball.
Oh, come on. You can clearly afford another one. Just give it to them.
No, it's not happening. I just bought this ball and it won't even fit them, as I've already said.
Fine. Go on, kids. I'll pick you up in an hour after your lesson.
Wait, what the F? Why do you think I'm giving them a lesson? And how much would you pay? The chilled dad said, "Honey, stop. Leave this kid alone and let's enjoy the rest of our day." But the entitled mum whispers,
"Shush, honey, I know how to deal with idiots like this."
Well, I figured since you wouldn't give them the ball, you would give them a lesson, and you offered anyway. No, I offered to give them like one or two pointers. That is very different than a lesson. At this point, the entitled mother's voice starts to raise.
"Listen here, kid. My kids dream to be in the PBA one day."
Entitled kid 1 and 3 were wearing NBA jerseys and Chicago Bulls socks.
"So you will give them this lesson? Or do you want to crush a child's dreams?"
"No, I don't want to do that. I am just new to bowling. Your oldest child is only 2 years younger than me, and you won't pay me." "Heck no, I am not giving them a lesson or my bowling ball."
"Then give us the bowling ball." Wait, what?
Did she not hear what he just said?
"Then give us the bowling ball. You owe us. You're making my children jealous."
Then the kids start to cry and the dad is trying to calm them down. The entitled mum proceeds to walk over to the ball return, pick up my ball and put it in my ball bag while walking away. Manager, me and the manager at the bowling alley are chill since I'm there all the time. I know his name, but I'm not going to say it for obvious reasons.
"Mom, you need to return that kid's ball now."
"This isn't his ball. This is my ball. He is trying to steal it."
"No, it is his ball. He is in here all the time with it. I know it is his. Give it back or I will call the police."
"Fine, but I want a full refund."
"No."
"Then I just won't pay."
"It's a post-pay system. You gave us your card number and we charge you for the games even if you leave without coming up to us."
"Thanks for ruining our day, you little twit. This is your last chance. Give my kids lessons or I will keep your ball."
"I won't be doing either."
"Fine, say goodbye to your ball."
"Security."
Security comes in and takes the ball from the entitled mother. She freaks out and the family gets banned and I get 5 free games. The manager apologizes. Yep, once again, this entire family has been tarnished by one entitled mother. To be fair, I don't think the kids are entitled like OP suggests, I think they're just kids. The dad needs to buck up his ideas and get the heck out and keep the kids. This mum is crazy. Entitled mum is furious about Pokemon Go. So the other night I decided to go to a local lake and walk around to play some Pokemon Go. There's dozens of Pokestops around the lake and quite a few gyms too, so it's a prime location to play. Also, I'm 22 and I went with a friend who's 28. It was a quiet night, not a whole lot of people walking around. We approach a park and shelter area and notice there's a raid about to start, so we sit at the shelter area to play it. I'm not sure how to explain this if you're unfamiliar with the game. Well, I assume most of you are, it's just a feature of the game. Interestingly, they're actually bringing out something very similar on Minecraft. I think it's called Minecraft Earth. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It looks pretty cool. We happen to be the only people there, and across the trail was a park with a few kids and a mum barely paying attention. We're sitting there waiting for the raid to start for about 5 minutes when this mum comes over to us. Can I ask what you're doing here? We're playing Pokemon Go. Why?
Well, it's pretty creepy. You two adults are just sitting here near the park. You need to leave.
You know, I totally agree with this mum. It's so weird that two adults are sitting at a park. Can you get any weirder than that in this day and age? You just can't do that in the 21st century. That's a bit too much.
What?
We're minding our own business. Maybe you should too.
You are making me and my children uncomfortable. I don't know what that Pokemon Go is, but it sounds like an excuse to watch my kids.
Well, we'll only be here for like 10 more minutes, lady. We aren't watching your kids.
Ridiculous.
She then storms back over to the park and sits on the phone with someone. About 3 minutes later, she grabs her kids and comes over again, yelling at us that now her kids can't enjoy the park because us creeps want to kidnap them. She also explained to her children, who both looked to be younger than 10, that they had to leave because we were going to hurt them. I was baffled and didn't even know what to say. It's a public trail, public park, public shelter, and on a lot of days, there are dozens of adults playing Pokemon Go. It was just so strange. But in my opinion, as I said before, this woman has a lot of logic.
I don't know what this Pokemon Go thing is, but I see you two guys staring aimlessly at your phones, and I think you're gonna hurt my children.
That is some 11 out of 10 brain cells right there.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Entitled mom thinks she has the right to set up camp in my living room. Background: for my semester in uni, I had decided to live in dorms because they were so close to campus and my scholarship would cover a portion of the housing. These dorms were suite style, so they had 5 bedrooms with 2 people in each room, and we all shared a common area in the center. The entitled kid in this story was the only one who knew her roommate beforehand because they moved here from Texas together. Okay, so usually I don't read out the cast list because I think it's a bit standard, but for this one, it is important, so I'm going to read it out. K is dorm mate, M is K's roommate, EM is K's squatter mum, me is me, and RA is resident assistant. So the first day of check-in was absolutely insane. With 10 students in each room, we had 80 people on each floor, and the resident assistant, RA, had to check in each person individually, so we really didn't get time to know each other between the line and unpacking. Everyone's parents were there to help them move and to say goodbye. Our floor was all freshmen. Because of this, nobody really thought twice about EM still being there that night. My roommate and I went to the opening ceremonies and didn't get home until probably 1 a.m, and we're really surprised to see the entitled mother asleep on the couch. We rubbed it off, thinking her flight back to Texas may not be until the next day, and just went to bed. That morning, we woke up to the most delicious smell of bacon, omelets, and waffles. Everyone slowly filed out of their rooms, thinking one of our dorm mates had made us food before our first day of class. Boy, were we wrong. EM had gone through the fridge and the cupboards, taking ingredients from wherever she could find, meaning it was our food. As a student with no job at that point, the food she took from me and my other roommates was supposed to last the first couple weeks of school until we could get a job or parents sent me money. All of us were very obviously annoyed, but she seemed completely oblivious to the dirty looks. The entitled mum and her kid were just munching away while their dishes and mess were piled all over the counter. Eventually Em, who was the kid's roommate, walks out and they excitedly tell her that they made breakfast for her too. We were all dumbfounded but kept quiet as we hurried to eat cereal or toast. My classes were in the afternoon, so I didn't get back from campus until around 4:30. I was expecting the mess to be cleaned and Em to be gone, but as I walked in, the counters were still covered in their dishes and Em, K, and M were playing on my Xbox. I cleared my throat to get their attention. All I got was a side glance from M, who looked like she'd been caught doing something really bad. As I peer further over the couch, I realise that they went through all of my tech box to set up my Xbox, leaving everything from my Wii to all my movies scattered on the ground. I was absolutely livid and went and unplugged the Xbox in the middle of their game. This made EM completely lose it.
You brat, we were in the middle of something.
Yeah, in the middle of my stuff, I expect you to put it all away. After hearing that, Kay tried to get up to start clearing my stuff. She couldn't even get all the way off the couch before her entitled mother tugged her back down. Kay doesn't listen to you, she listens to me. Maybe ask before assuming you're in charge? I didn't feel the need to deal with more of this BS, so I gathered all my things and shoved them in my room. Fast forward 2 weeks and we have our floor meeting with the RA. He explains certain rules like when quiet hours are and that a guest can only stay 2 nights consecutively. At this point, the entitled mother had fully turned our living room into her bedroom by putting sheets on the couch and the whole 9 yards. Wait, so after 2 weeks, the entitled mum is still living in your dorms? What the heck? K and M shared a glance and ran back to our dorm. The second the meeting was over, I marched up to the RA and tell him that someone has had a guest since the first day of class. He looks absolutely dumbfounded as I lead him to our dorm. When we walk in, K and M are sitting on the couch as if nothing had happened and there was no sign of the entitled mum. The RA took K into the hall and they talked for a good 10 minutes. Apparently, she had been begging her entitled mum to leave, but she just wouldn't. Oh, okay, so she isn't actually entitled then. Okay, that's good. After hearing the rule, the kid went and told her entitled mum she had 5 minutes to get out or she wouldn't be allowed to live there anymore. That isn't true, but she needed to sound serious. EM got up and finally left to drive back to Texas, which she could have done at any moment in the last 2 weeks, yeah. The real kicker of this story is that there was a bed and breakfast not even 30 yards from the building's entrance, so this mum was just too lazy to rent somewhere, she just had to live with her daughter. That is the definition of a helicopter parent with no sense of boundaries. If those entitled parent stories didn't infuriate you enough, click the screen now to watch even more. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily Reddit content. Thank you very much for making it the whole way through the video, and I will see you all tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.